Well, they're an 11 personnel team. They're an inside run game, and then they can throw the ball all over the field. So I think obviously the big X plays are going to be huge for us. We have to eliminate those, and then disrupting him and not letting him get into a rhythm where he's just throwing the ball all over us.
Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, walking off the field in Detroit, there's probably not too many people that would have thought you'd be playing a primetime Sunday night game in this week. They booted out Cincinnati and San Fran for you guys. What does that say about your performance as a team the last couple weeks, and you're now in the marquee matchup?
Well, you know, obviously we won the last 2 weeks, you know, and we've been playing better football. We had played well at times, and in a matter of a week, we started playing really bad football. And then, you know, at the same time, in a matter of a week, we got back to playing good football. So we need to continue to do what we've done the last couple of weeks. And Arizona's going to be a huge challenge, and we're going to have to play well.
Chip always says he prefers the 1 o'clock kickoff, but do you like the where everybody's watching? Do you like the 8:30?
Yeah, no, I mean, you every guy would, you know, kind of say you prefer the 1 o'clock just because that's what we do the most. But we all get excited for the 8:30 primetime game as well.
I heard you talk a little bit about the Cardinals' weapons and just what they can do. Is there anybody in particular on their side that, you know, is like just sticking out in your brain this week?
Well, I think the quarterback and then just the wide receivers as a group. You know, I think this will be the best group we've faced all year long. And then obviously the quarterback is playing at an MVP level right now.